Hi, this is No BS Job Search Advice Radio, and I'm Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter. If you're smart, you're always trying to get a competitive advantage when you're applying for a position. You don't want to send your resume to the black hole. What you want to be doing is submitting it in ways that advantage yourself over your competition. That's what I speak about at this show. Giving your resume to someone to present to the hiring manager. I hope you find the advice helpful, and if you do, please give No BS Job Search Advice 5 stars in iTunes. It does help other people discover the show, helps with rankings, and it makes me happy. You want me to be happy, don't you? So, hope you enjoy it, and let's get rolling. Let's talk today about approaching a firm that you're interested in working for. Now, conventional wisdom says you give your resume to someone who works there and have them bring it to the hiring manager as though this is the magic bullet that's going to get you the interview and advantage on getting hired. Now, it can, but the thing that most people don't do is find out how close they are with the hiring manager, how close this person is with the hiring manager. You know, I'll give you an example. Someone contacts me. They say, I know this terrific individual. They're phenomenal. They're swell. They're terrific. And the person who's approaching me is someone I barely have contact with. Like, I've been in search, and the only time I've heard from them is when they ask for their LinkedIn connection request. You know, how much do I really trust this individual? Well, the same is true with people you might be giving your resume to. The goal isn't to give it specifically to someone within the firm, but to find someone within the firm who's well-connected with the hiring manager. Now, barring that, you know, you're giving your resume to the black hole because the hiring manager has no reason to trust this individual any more than I have to trust that person who says, this person I'm going to refer to you is terrific, they're colossal, they're swell, and they have nothing to do with anything I do recruiting for, and I don't know this person who's approaching me. You know, there are times where it's better to work with a friend, you know, to send a cover letter that addresses some of the pain points a firm has with hiring someone for this job, or to use a third-party recruiter who's had a good relationship with this firm to introduce you. Otherwise, all you're doing is giving your resume to a different version of the black hole. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, come explore jobsearchcoachinghq.com. That's my site with curated information I've created and other people have created that's designed to help you find work more quickly, plus the ability to ask me questions. Again, jobsearchcoachinghq.com. Have a great day. Take care.